Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most compassionate. Today, I want to address the following question. Are Muslims anti-Semitic? Is Islam anti-Jew? No, Islam is not anti-Jew. No, Muslims are not anti-Semitic for the following reasons. The first is, when we go into history, we see that when the Quranic principles, the Quran being the book of the Muslims, and the prophetic traditions of the Prophet Muhammad, upon whom be peace, when they were manifested in our society, especially in history, we see that the Jews live favorably. And we can justify this by using Jewish historians and primary sources. For instance, we have the contemporary Jewish historian, Zion Zohar. He said, thus, when the Muslims crossed the Straits of Gibraltar in the Iberian Peninsula, the Jews saw the Muslims as liberators from Christian persecution. Also, we have a 19th century Jewish historian, Heinrich Graetz. He said, the Jews live favorably under the Mohammedans, in other words, the Muslims. We have Amnon Cohen in his 2-volume book, A World Within. He collected 1,000 judicial records under the Ottoman period. And he concluded that although the Jews had the freedom to go to the rabbinical courts, the majority of them decided to go to the Qadi. The Qadi meaning the Islamic judge, because they knew that justice, peace, and harmony lived in Islam, lived under Islam. We also have primary sources. For instance, the book by Philip Mansour called Constantinople. He cites a rabbi in 1453 writing a letter to his Jewish brothers. And he writes, "Oh my brethren, come to the land of the Turks, the land of the Muslims. Rich are the fruits of the earth. We're not oppressed with heavy taxes. And we live in peace and harmony." We have another primary source which can be found in the book The Heart of Islam. The primary source is a poem by a sage and a poet who happens to be Jewish as well. His name is Abraham Ibn Ezra. And he wrote the following poem. "The Muslims sing of love and of passion, the Christians of war and revenge, the Greeks of wisdom and devices, the Indians of parables and riddles, and the Israelites, songs and praises to the Lord of hosts." So you see, this poem here talks about that Muslims speak about love and passion. So you see, it's almost like a social commentary of Muslim attitudes in Islam at that time. So from a historical perspective, we can conclude that Muslims treated the Jews kindly, that the Islamic environment, when you had the Quranic principles and the prophetic traditions manifesting themselves from a social, political perspective, you saw nothing but justice, love, and harmony for the Jewish people. Let's not forget about Islamic Spain, where the Islamic principles from the Quran and the prophetic traditions created an amazing environment, a convivencia, a coexistence between the Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims, which facilitated the likes of Maimonides, Musa bin Maimun, who is considered by the Jewish scholars as the second Moses. So from a historical perspective, we see that Islam and Muslims are not anti-Jew, anti-Semitic. Now, someone may argue, but wait a minute, there's an issue here because this may be a historical accident. But I would disagree, because this is as a result of the prophetic traditions and the Quran. Because let's look what the prophetic teachings have to say. For instance, the Prophet Muhammad, upon whom be peace, he said in a prophetic tradition that the one who doesn't show mercy will not be shown mercy. We have another prophetic tradition from the Prophet Muhammad, upon whom be peace, when he said there is no harming and no reciprocating of harm. We also have a more specific tradition, talking about non-Muslims, when the Prophet Muhammad, upon whom be peace, said, "Whoever harms a non-Muslim under our protection harms the Prophet himself." Also, when we go to the Quran, we see some amazing verses concerning compassion and concerning treatment of others. For example, in chapter 90, which is called The City, the Quran says, verse number 12, "What will explain to you what the ascent is. It is the freeing of a slave, or the feeding in times of famine, of an orphan relative, or some needy person in distress, and to be one of those who believe and urge one another to steadfastness and compassion. Also, we have the Quran speaking about the treatment of people who do not fight you and do not betray you and do not oppress you. The Quran says in the 60th chapter, verse number 8, He does not forbid you to do kindly and justly with anyone who has not fought you on account of your faith or driven you out of your homes. God loves the just. So we see the Quran here really gives us the principle to differentiate between political strife and treatment of humanity in general. As the Quran says, be kind and just to those who don't fight you and those who don't drive you out of your homes. So brothers, sisters and friends, we see from a historical perspective and looking to the Quranic teachings and the prophetic teachings that Muslims and Islam is not anti-Jew, is not anti-Semitic.